The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning. Happy Monday. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock with Piscopo in the Morning. Gordon Chang is the foremost expert on everything Asia. You know, the president, I thought, had a very, very successful trip, but Gordon knows best. Gordon, thanks so much. I know you have a very busy morning this morning. We always appreciate you jumping on the air with us. How are you doing on this Monday?
I'm fine, Joe, and thank you so much.
And so how do you grade the president's trip? What happened in China, Gordon Chang? You know best, and we're dying to hear your thoughts, sir.
Well, the first two stops, Tokyo and Seoul, he gets A's, no doubt about it. In China, a much lower grade. And in Vietnam, I'd say a B or so. And, of course, in the Philippines, we're going to have to wait and see. In the Philippines, I would have liked President Trump to have talked about the human rights issues in public. Mm-hmm. Because Rodrigo Duterte, the Philippine president, has been engaged in a campaign of state-sanctioned murder. He's been killing drug dealers. Nonetheless, I can understand why President Trump didn't do that, because we've got some really important geopolitical issues. We need the help of Manila in the South China Sea and elsewhere. So I think that the calculus in Washington was not to talk about the drug dealers, talk about China and other things.
$250 billion in trade with China. Is that what I'm reading, Gordon Chang?
Those were the deals that were announced. Now, many of those transactions are documented, if they're documented at all, by memorandums of understanding, which means that they very well may never be consummated. Very few of those are actually firm contracts. This is a big number. We really won't know the reality of it for quite some time, but we also got to remember that this $250 billion represents transactions over a number of years.
Right.
So it's probably not too much out of the ordinary in terms of our normal volume of business with the Chinese.
So, and Gordon, do we have any idea what the results of the talks with China were about North Korea?
President Trump tweeted afterwards that Xi Jinping is going to impose additional sanctions on North Korea. That remains, of course, to be seen. I think that probably he did push China in a slightly better direction on the North. But we've really got to wait until President Trump returns to Washington, because then I think he's going to impose some costs on the Chinese, which will encourage Beijing to actually clamp down on North Korea. So the real action, I think, occurs when President Trump returns to Washington.
And Gordon, you know best. What are your feelings to North Korea? Is something going to actually happen there, or is this all a bluster and will hopefully end up in a some diplomatic talks at least?
Yeah, I don't expect. There's a lot of war talk right now,
yeah,
and there's a lot of insults being traded. I don't think it really means anything at this particular time. I'm concerned, Joe, when the North Koreans feel confident in their arsenal, which is maybe 9 months, a year down the road. That's the time also that President Trump's sanctions are really going to bite the North Koreans. We've already got some evidence that they are actually in trouble right now. The regime is not able to provide rations to junior officials in Pyongyang, which is extraordinary, according to unconfirmed reports. But we also hear reports that the North Korean regime is actually requiring what they call loyalty donations, which means essentially taxes. They're asking for them early, which means that they really need money right now, which also means that Trump's policies are working. He's cutting off the flow of cash to Kim Jong-un. That's a really good thing.
Wow, Gordon, that's a riveting statement. And I know the president will get no credit for that from the mainstream media. So thanks for bringing it up. But they're saying that this first visit, this is the first visit of an American president that has made to South Korea in a quarter century. Why is it taking so long?
It's the first state visit in a quarter century. President Trump's predecessors all went to Seoul. It's just that they weren't state visits. In other words, no pomp, no circumstance, all the rest of it. And it's important in this case because relations with South Korea are a little bit dicey right now because the South Korean president, Moon Jae-in, is sort of pro-China, pro-North Korea. Trump has sort of boxed him in. This is also very good diplomacy on the part of President Trump. And he deserves kudos for, I think, a very good stop in Seoul, which was not easy. Baked in success in Tokyo, but not in Seoul. But nonetheless, the president did very, very well in the South Korean capital.
Was that an orchestrated state visit then for the pomp and circumstance, do you think?
Well, yeah, it was orchestrated, but there were some real problems and disagreements which preceded this trip. And so, if, for instance, the South Korean president gave assurances to China on not employing missile defense, that's inconsistent with the alliance, especially because he probably didn't consult Washington before he gave those promises to the Chinese. And so President Trump walked into Seoul in a pretty difficult time. And I don't think that we realize how bad things were between Washington and Seoul before President Trump arrived.
But the speech in Seoul by the president, I thought, was great. No, Gordon?
Yeah, it was great. It was great from any number of different perspectives, but also because it mentioned my hometown, Bedminster, New Jersey. So how could I not love that speech?
You Jersey guy, I love it. Hey, Gordon, before we let you go, should we be concerned about the Chinese military buildup?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you have a lot of young Chinese officers who want to use their new weapons against the United States?
Great.
They have been brought up in to hate us and to fight us. And so, you know, this is like the 1930s Japanese officers. Same dynamic, different time, of course, but perhaps maybe the same general outcome, which really would be tragic.
And I got to ask you about Japan. I love that President Trump got this great reception in Japan. I thought that was kind of nice, the way they're embracing this president in Japan, certainly.
Oh, absolutely. And when Prime Minister Shinzo Abe gave Trump those trucker hats, which said, Donald and Shinzo make alliance even greater, that was fantastic.
Yeah. And a little golf here. And before, again, Gordon, one last thing, Trump and Putin, man, in Vietnam. I mean, did you see the president kind of jogging, like coming down that incline with Vladimir Putin? I mean, I don't know. It looks like they have a nice relationship. Of course, we're going to hear otherwise from Washington Press.
Well, they do have a good relationship, but I'm not so sure that they should because, you know, Putin has been trying to grab parts of Ukraine and the Baltic, so I'm a bit concerned about that.
Yeah, Gordon Chang, thank you so much. Always appreciate your expertise, sir, and I hope to see you soon. Gordon, you are welcome back anytime.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you, Gordon Chang. Gordon Chang right there breaks it down. He knows everything about Asia. But what an interesting, interesting trip. And I thought, and Frankie Five Boroughs, that the president came out really well in this, and when Gordon gave him pretty much a B, overall B and everything, B plus, and because Gordon, you know, he's very, very, not critical, but he's very analytical on the president and doesn't just say, oh yeah, great.
He's not a Trump partisan by any means.
I love that about him.
Yeah.
So you got to give the president credit. I'm not hearing nothing, Frankie. I'm not hearing nothing in the press. I don't see nothing.
Again, I'm not sure why you're surprised. The fact that the front page of the New York Times doesn't have a headline Trump embarrasses America in Asia or Trump sets back global agenda for 11 days, it shows you how well he actually did.
And this was great. Stay with me on this. Where he and Prime Minister Abe in Japan are going to feed fish. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
I live for this. And so they give the same amount of food to Prime Minister Abe and to President Trump. Somebody else was there. I don't know who else said that was. But then they're supposed to turn over the food and feed the fish. So the president takes his exact same amount of koi food that Abe has, in true Trumpian fashion, he turns it all over all at once, boom. And, you know, little by little, Abe's doing a little bit. Little. It's the same amount of fish. They go after Trump for, like, feeding too much food to the fish.
Well,
this is all they got.
No, Joe, there's nothing Trump could do right. If he's giving paper towels to people that are victims of a hurricane, he's doing it incorrectly.
Yeah, yeah.
If he's feeding fish, he's doing it incorrectly.
It's great. You know what I wanted to ask you about, Frankie, at 7:14? And there's a lot to talk about, certainly news-wise. But I saw in the New York Times, there was that article, and I'm looking for it on Twitter now, where they talked about...
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
This was one of the strangest things I've seen, and forgive me, but it was like...
To the effect of, is it okay to be friends with white people?
And James Woods wrote a great rebuttal to that on his Twitter feed. Here it is. This is an opinion. This is from the New York Times. Can my children be friends with white people? Why do we even go there? How do we even get here? How dare someone even say something stupid like that? And James Woods writes, and this is from James Woods, and James is very, very concerned. So I know he irritates a lot of people, but he really speaks the truth in many regards. When I was 3 years old, James Wood says, I lived on Guam. The only other little boy anywhere near me was Filipino. I didn't even know there were other boys who were white. I thought all friends had darker skin. It was the happiest time of my life. I'm sad for your kids. James Woods to the New York Times. Why do they keep inflaming this race thing, for crying out loud, Frankie?
You got me. I read this when you sent it to me this morning.
Yeah.
I found it absurd. I mean, the whole thing. I don't even understand it. Because white Donald Trump supporters, this is my favorite paragraph. Don't misunderstand. White Trump supporters and people of color can like one another, but real friendship? Mr. Trump's bruised ego invents outrageous claims of voter fraud, not caring that this rhetoric was built upon dogs and water hoses set on black children, and even today, the relentless effort to silence black voices. I mean, you don't want to be friends with Donald Trump. Fine. All right, don't be friends with him. I don't understand that. You don't want to be friends with people that voted for Donald Trump.
So
shame on you. I think that's terrible. But for you to say your kids can't be friends with any white people, that's the definition of racism.
Thanks, Frankie. Right on the money, as always. So this, and Al, you love this. And somebody tweeted me, I got to talk to you about the Giants, and I will. But let me just, at the Rollins Go Golf Awards, I have to think what players are black, what players are white. I don't even think about it. I don't care what color you are. We're all together there. I mean, this is why
I don't like those baseball cufflinks. That's
cool. Oh, thank you for reminding me. I wore them because I knew you would look at them and you would ask me about them. And I got to tell you one thing, but at 7:16 with Frank and Joe and out, let me tell you, on the back of these cufflinks, we got to look into this. Rawlings gives you it's actual leather from an actual baseball from an actual game.
Wow.
How do I find it? We take the cufflink off. We look on the inside, the hologram. We Google on MLB.com.
That's neat.
And you'll find out where these cufflinks are from. I don't know.
Can people buy those?
You can. You go to Rawlings.com. That's what I've been trying to tell you. You listen to Rawlings.com. I'm just saying. And Mike Thompson and his great team and Stevie was there. We had a great time. And I'll check. We'll go to this. But while I was at the awards, to the point we were talking about race, Reggie Jackson's there. Mm. And I'm in awe. That's my generation of Yankees. Reggie. I mean, he still looks great. He goes up, he accepts the awards, standing ovation, by the way. He makes the entrance from the audience, doesn't come around backstage. Typical great, he knows the
moment.
He grabs the moment. He really does. And he comes backstage. Now, I make sure he's say, hey, how are you, respectfully. And I'm with Tori, and I'm with all my buddies out there with Ramirez, and then a couple of my Italian buddies. Reggie goes, I go, Reggie, great to see you again, Manny. And he goes, yeah. He goes, hey, he grabs both my hands, and he goes, I know you, Piscopo. I know you're with your Dago buddies. He goes like that, and he's laughing.
Storm out of there and protest?
Yeah, exactly. I went on stage and protest. No. He cracked me up. He goes, you and your Dago buddies, you and your Italian friends, Piscopo. I see you out there with your boys like that. I said, Reggie, I grabbed his hands. I said, God, I just missed the time when we could talk like that. And he understood. He goes, good to see you, Joe. I said, good to see you, Mr. October. It was great. It was just great. You could laugh. He called me. What am I going to get upset about? It was funny. I called him a derogatory term, he would have laughed right back. Everybody's got to just plain relax. We're all Americans. We're all
proud. He would have punched you in the face.
No. Yeah, no, and his hands, oh, my gosh, Reggie Jackson's hands. This guy, you forget when he grabbed a bat.
Hand model?
No.
And your hands are big, too.
Oh, yeah, well, except for my finger that I busted. Oh. Look at me. I still got my knuckles. Still, like, oh, I can't heal.
You need us to go get you more ice, sweetie.
No, I got a Band-Aid. Right? I got a Band-Aid. Albert, I told at 7:19, uh-huh. Someone tweeted me.
Yeah, very, very simple.
What do we think about the Giants?
They stink. They quit. They gave up yesterday. Oh. I've never seen a team defensively and offensively, but defensively, they gave up more touchdowns where guys didn't release their blocks. They just didn't want to tackle. They didn't want to go at it. And finding out that one of the 49ers receivers on a long touchdown pass where Janoris Jenkins got beat very handily, that 49er player, I think it was Marquise, I forget his last name, him and his wife earlier in the day, they lost their baby.
Yes, and the guy played. You tweet that, man.
That is unbelievable. Yeah, talk about, putting it aside and playing for your teammates. That was a tremendous, tremendous story.
And I only heard during Veterans Day, there was a big protest throughout the whole NFL because of Veterans Day, and only a handful of players.
Right. Well, there's a lot of internal problems right now with the league. Apparently, Jerry Jones is looking to sue the league because they don't want to give Roger Goodell an extension. Apparently, Roger Goodell is set to make
$50 million in a private plane for life.
Well, you have to remember he serves at the behest of the owners, and they make a tremendous amount of money. It's not outlandish for him to ask that. Apparently, some of the owners don't make that in a year. They're very upset by this. But Jerry Jones, apparently, he's very upset that his player has been suspended, and this is a direct result of that. And he's not adverse to going against the rest of the league. Apparently, John Mara and others not very happy with Jerry Jones. So there's going to be some more stuff going on here in the next couple of weeks.
All right, 877-970-2999. That's Big Al Gatula. Debbie Duhaime. Hi, Debbie. How you doing this morning, dear?
I love watching Jerry Jones. I love watching him, like, getting all, animated on this. He's great.
He is a character. I don't know. I think I met him once. I don't know him. But what an interesting. You can't make up a character like Jerry Jones, right?
That's why I like when Dallas wins. I just enjoy it. Yeah, so, I like to see them in the playoffs.
You and Governor Chris. That's it.
I'm a Jet fan and a Giant fan. And yesterday I had to cry all day. It was terrible. Pathetic.
7:21 a.m., 970. We're The Answer with Debbie Duhaime on the roads for you.
Thanks a lot, Joe Piscopo. We're going to take a ride to the New Jersey Turnpike right now. It's stop and go northbound, heading up toward exit 12. Traffic is moving slowly southbound New Jersey Turnpike at 12 with an accident in the car lanes. Watch out for slowdowns as you head over to 78 westbound exit 57. A car fire just cleared away. The inbound side of the Holland 35, Lincoln 30, GWB at least 40 to 45 minutes getting into town. It's tough on the Bronx River Parkway southbound at Gun Hill Road with an accident. Deegan south in the 230s, an accident cleared. Cross Bronx eastbound by the Sheridan, a collision. Delays going back to the GWB. It's busy on the eastbound Gowanus up by 38th with some earlier problems cleared and still terrible on the Staten Island Expressway. That's moving slowly eastbound into Lily Pond Avenue with an accident. Northbound Van Wyck at Jewel Avenue, a disabled car still out there on the Southern State West at Peninsula Boulevard. Watch out for an accident. Some rain this morning, then clearing. High today of 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Michael Medved says the warning signs were there with the Texas church shooter.
In 2012, he was charged with assault. The records say he repeatedly struck his young wife. He also hit his stepson's head with a force likely to produce death. This is one of those things where there are so many problems with the system that enabled this to happen.
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks don't always go up. Friday's trading session ended the first weekly loss for U.S. equities in more than 2 months. One reason? Some analysts say investors are concerned that Republicans haven't made much progress in passing tax cuts. AT&T's proposed merger with Time Warner is in trouble. To improve the chances of the merger being approved, some antitrust officials are suggesting that AT&T sell CNN, TBS, and other Turner channels and then think about forming a joint venture with the new company. How bad does the air have to be to stop airlines from flying? United Airlines temporarily suspended flights from Newark to New Delhi because the air quality in India's capital was so poor. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Protecting data in today's complex business infrastructures presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that lets you easily backup data wherever it resides and replicate it to another location on your network or private cloud, the Barracuda Cloud, or to the AWS Public Cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE.
This is Michael Riedle from On the Town here on AM 970 The Answer. One of my favorite American plays is The Iceman Cometh. It is considered one of the great works of American literature. And it's going to be starring one of our finest actors, Denzel Washington. He's coming to Broadway with The Iceman Cometh. It's Eugene O'Neill's masterpiece. Now, Denzel, he's a big O'Neill fan. And I know that when he was a theater major at Fordham, the very first play he was in was O'Neill's The Emperor Jones. So he knows the works of O'Neill backwards and forwards. And he has long wanted to perform the role of Hickey in The Iceman Cometh. It is considered one of the great roles in the American theater. Past Hickeys have included Jason Robards, James Earl Jones, Kevin Spacey, Nathan Lane. But I'm really looking to see Denzel Washington, or Denzel, as I like to call him. Seen him on Broadway many times in A Raisin in the Sun and Fences. He is a first-rate actor. You do not want to miss him in The Iceman Cometh. To get tickets to see Denzel Washington in The Iceman Cometh, go to IcemanOnBroadway.com. That's IcemanOnBroadway.com. You will not want to miss Denzel Washington in this great, great American play.
Thank you, Michael Riedel, and thank you for sitting in on Friday. I know Frankie and Al and Debbie, they had a great time with Michael over the weekend. Hey, Piscopo in the morning, 7:27 on the radio here. Can I tell you about Franz Touch of Class? So if you're thinking about doing something that's great, whether it's a bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, engagement party, or wedding, and you want to really make a great impression, by the way, corporate clients, if you want to really make a great impression, you got to call Fran of Fran's Touch of Class. Let Francesca find the yacht that's best for your event, like the Atlantis. This is the yacht we take out every year for a big client cruise event. You may want to ask for Captain Fred and his staff and ask for the Atlantis. I want to tell you, they take such good care of us when we go out there. And Captain Fred apparently built the yacht himself. Do you hear what I'm telling you? And he's there, and he understands it, and he doesn't move. It's so stable. The food is spectacular. The service is spectacular. The immaculate restrooms, the quality sound system, the beautiful dining rooms. This is the ultimate impression to make. And Francesca has beautiful vessels in her fleet. She can accommodate from 2 to 1,000. Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Just go to Fran's Touch of Class. You'll see what I'm talking about, okay? See the range of yachts in her fleet. Isn't that a creative idea, though? You get a yacht. How cool is that? Come on. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe that delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her today. Start the planning now because the holidays are here, and you want to be with Fran's Touch of Class to make the ultimate impression for your friends or your business associates. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400 or franstouchofclass.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Como belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con e butto belle fastidia.
Sotterchelle di Roma.
Dean Martin, he couldn't speak English either when he was first started speaking. It was all Italian. Like Iggy, who we honored at the Boys and Girls Club from Route 22 Toyota, the Bram Auto Group, a man who just gives so much back, Iggy Giuffre. He couldn't speak. They couldn't speak. And I know you're talking about it. If you come from another country, or your family or your grandparents come from another country, you couldn't speak English. But you learn it, don't you? And you learn the laws and you learn the ways of the United States of America because you are proud to be a Metagon. 729 with Piscopo in the morning. Let me go to Mike, if I can, Albert, in Queens, New York. Good morning, Mike. What are you thinking this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. Debbie, I love the show. I listen every morning. I know that Nicole Malliotakis and Eric Ulrich, both of them are friends of the show. They're frequent visitors to your program.
Right, right.
I don't know if you guys got wind, but Nicole Malliotakis is accusing Eric Ulrich of, because he released a photo of Nicole and Donald Trump together a day or two before the election.
Yeah.
She feels that cost her the election. In the meantime, this woman lost by 400,000 votes. These people were friends, these two, and she's trying to say that that cost her the election? Well, come on. That's childish. That's
Mike,
unrealistic.
Yeah, and I'll break it down for you, Mike, and we appreciate your call at 7:30 with Piscopo in the morning. It was actually the man who actually released that photo is sitting next to me as we speak.
Yeah.
It's Frank Morano.
Three things. One, he's combining like three separate stories.
Right.
But one, first of all, that photo was out there everywhere. De Blasio emailed that picture to literally a million people the day Nicole announced. The Staten Island Advance had published this picture repeatedly.
Wow.
But yes, I gave it to New York One the day before the election, not 2 days before, not Eric
Ulrich. Not for any ulterior motive.
Well, no, exactly. And maybe I should not have done that. I explored that yesterday on the radio, and I think maybe I shouldn't have. However, what he's talking about is Nicole's campaign manager, Letitia Romaro, who's also a good friend of mine. Letitia gave an interview with a publication called Gotham Gazette, in which she blames everyone in the world for Nicole's showing, including Eric Ulrich, but it had nothing to do with the photo. She blames Eric Ulrich for endorsing Bo Deedle and preventing the Queens Republican Party from uniting behind Nicole. But, you know, and Eric and Nicole, they know each other, but they were never friends. You know, they were never really socialized.
To me, Mike from Queens, fake news. Because if he was a listener to this show, he would have known that Frank has repeated this story about the picture that he took a million times. In fact, reiterated it on Friday. Talked about it all the time. So, well, Mike, I don't buy the fact that you're a fan of the show.
Really.
Oh, and then look who calls on the heels of Mike from Queens. E. Frank. We don't care about what E. Frank has to say.
If you're a fan of the show, Al will do whatever he can to turn you.
Mike, but Mike's point is well taken. It wasn't that, and it was that Nicole lost by that vast amount of votes. So it's not anyone picture.
It wasn't Eric Ulrich's fault. Wasn't my fault. Wasn't Bo Deedle's fault.
Here's whose fault it was. It could very easy. You could blame the registered voters of New York City who didn't come out and vote.
Yeah.
How many people total voted in the election last week? About a million and a half people?
Or thereabouts.
Yeah. Okay, about a million and a half people. How many people live in New York City?
Yeah, I think what Mike
Six
was
and
saying,
a half? 7 million?
Yeah, he wasn't looking for someone to blame. You know, he was just saying that Nicole...
Mike, point well taken. Thanks for listening. You, Mr. Seth Meyers over there, that was hysterical.
Yeah.
Seth went after... That was great.
I never got more recognition than being attacked by Bo Deedle on Twitter.
Bo Deedle did the thing. Al jumped on it because Bo misspelled
loser
twice. Loser twice.
Sixth in a field of
seven. So someone's listening because whatever it was, whatever we said, and said, I'm a big Seth can't stand anything other than he's just anti Trump. Understand and have no animus and love Seth Meyer. That was very funny. So he said he brought forth to the airwaves the Morano Bo Deedle feud there.
Yeah, but the one thing about that Seth Meyers thing, and I appreciate him mentioning me, but he refers to Bo as a Trump supporter, and during the campaign, Bo was not a Trump supporter at all. He called Trump a lying narcissist. He regretted voting
for him.
Now that the election's over, he's gone back to calling Trump a friend and everything. So now he's again a Trump supporter. But, you know, during the campaign, it seems like he was trying to tar all Trump supporters because of Bo's inability to spell the word loser.
But it said, and he mentioned Frank Morano and Seth Meyers, which Seth is a great talent and love Seth. And Saturday Night Live this weekend, when they go after Jeff Sessions, and it's interesting. Then I'm thinking, well, now, you know, they're just being so biased in the comedy, which happened. Then all of a sudden they went after the Democrats in a big way, in a very bright sketch, saying, we're back, just because of New Jersey and Virginia. But there's no plan. And Nancy Pelosi, there's no plan. They are stopped in the tracks. They have no platform. I still couldn't tell you the platform the Democrats have. They never say, we did it. We got this. We did it. What did you do? And I'm trying to figure out what the initiative is, what the platform is of that party. So Saturday night was equal-handed in its political satire this weekend.
As you know, when comedy is done well, you should be able to laugh
That's
at
right.
everybody.
That's right. 7:34 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news right here on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The answer.
44 degrees at 7:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Jury deliberations resumed today in the corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez with a new juror on the panel. Last week, the judge dismissed the juror so she could take a planned vacation, and an alternate will now be brought in to continue the deliberations. Menendez is accused of accepting luxury trips and donations from Florida eye doctor Solomon Melgen in exchange for political favors. The dismissed juror says she believes the senator is simply good friends with the doctor and that both of them are innocent. Police are looking to question a young woman who anonymously returned two stolen pieces of art to the Museum of Modern Art. The two gelatin silver print photographs of women were discovered missing from the museum on October 30th. Police traced the package to a shipping store in Williamsburg where they found surveillance footage of the woman. She's described as 20-something and wearing a dark cap, glasses, black overcoat, tan pants, and tan shoes. Police are asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. In sports, the Giants gave up 474 yards of offense to a previously winless team, were embarrassed 31-21 by the 49ers. Jets lost to the Buccaneers 15-10. Miles Wood, had a hat trick as the Devils skated to a 7-5 win over the Blackhawks. College hoops, as you heard right here on The Answer yesterday, Seton Hall beat Monmouth by the final of 75-65. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We're going to head to the subways. Uptown 6 trains, delays with mechanical problems. The 7 train, we're seeing delays as well with signal problems. Metro North, all lines, a 15-minute delay into and out of Grand Central because of some ongoing track maintenance. Let's see what's happening here as we head to the inbound GWB. It's up to 40. Lincoln, 35. Holland, still about 35 as well. It's going to be stop and go on 1 and 9 northbound, getting up past Raymond Boulevard in Newark. That's an accident blocking a lane. And traffic slowing down Garden State Parkway South at 131 with an accident right before the Driscoll Bridge. Over on the Bronx River Parkway southbound at Gun Hill Road, a collision. Cross Bronx East at the Sheridan, an accident there as well. And some stop-and-go traffic still on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, all jammed up into Lily Pond Avenue. An accident investigation continuing. Southern State West at Peninsula Boulevard, an accident just cleared away. Rain this morning, then clearing. High today up to 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 7:37 right now. See your phone calls. We'll go to them momentarily, 877-970-2999. But I want to tell you about food for the poor, if I can, because more than a month ago, you know, Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico, leaving devastation that is incomprehensible. Today, more than 3 million Americans there have no electricity. 1 million still do not have access to clean water. Life is far from normal, and they need our help. Food for the Poor steps in, and that's what I'm proud to tell you about. Food for the Poor. And WNYM, that would be us, we're shipping food, water, medicines, hygiene products, batteries, flashlights, generators, other desperately needed necessities of Puerto Rico to Puerto Rico. Please give to keep the help and hope flowing to these hurting families. Let me just give you the number if I can. If you get a chance, and you know, when I talk about food for the poor, I love when we're helping Americans. I love that we're giving like this. But I know you are stretched like I am on all your expenses, so anything is appreciated. If you send $10, it's great. If you send $50, God bless you. Whatever you could do, we're just Americans trying to help Americans. 855-919-4673. If I can again, 855-919-4673. Your generous gift We'll let them know in Puerto Rico they are not forgotten, and we'll equip our local church partners all across the island to minister to the suffering. And rest assured knowing that more than 95% of all donations go directly to these programs, okay? You can go to am970theanswer.com or give by phone, 855-919-4673. Call now to make a life-saving difference for the millions in need in Puerto Rico.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered to yourself, what's the best course of action to take? Every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio at 5 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer, you'll hear Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answer a listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call the Legal Question of the Week phone line at 347-735-MIKE. That's 347-735-6453. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:40 right now on the radio show with Piscopo and Alan, Frank, and Debbie. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, we want you to go to Route 22 Toyota. I love Route 22 Toyota. When I tell you about Route 22 Toyota and give you the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter, I'll give you to 7:45. It's 7:40 right now on the radio. If you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. All European makes are excluded. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. They are part of the Bram Auto Group. This is Iggy and Johnny and Chris and Chester and the general manager over there, Alex Kinsella, who gives you those low lease offers, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And we honored Iggy just last week for the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. Route 22 Toyota is working with the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey to help the kids of the Boys and Girls Clubs throughout the great state of New Jersey. This is a great company, and I'm proud to tell you. Then, like, it's not enough that they're a great company, that you're going to get a great deal, that you're going to get these low lease offers. Now they have the first five callers, next 5 minutes, a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Are you kidding me? This is a great deal. Please call 855-621-9949. You could say, Joey sent me. This one's on Joey, huh? 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or simply go to Route22Toyota.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Marcus Goldhaber right there. He's a jazz musician. New album, Carry You On, seeks to bridge the gap between civilians and veterans.
Figure out what we need. I'm writing for you and me. I'm writing for everybody.
So I got a call from a buddy who's a PR guy in Philly, and my buddy Randy called. Said, Marcus, you can get Marcus on the show because he's appearing locally. Marcus, you welcome back to the show, man, and thanks for all you're doing for veterans, my friend. And you're appearing in New York City.
That's right. We'll be at Rockwood on December 3rd.
Oh, that's great, man. Don't you have a whole band? You go by yourself, Marcus?
No, we got the whole band we're bringing in.
Oh, this is great, man. What inspired you to record Carry You On?
Well, and thank you for having me on the show. And
yes,
thanks,
sir,
for being a supporter of the project all along. I was asked to write a song back in 2012 for a 9/11 compilation CD. And after performing that song out at different veterans-related events, I found myself knee-deep in conversations with members of the military community. And that I learned that there was so much more to write about. And so I I found myself with about an album of songs and realized the conversation needed to be carried around the country.
Yeah, it's great that you believe in and care for our veterans, even though you did not serve in the military, correct?
I did not. But this project's about engaging civilians to go beyond their gratitude. I find that we're a very grateful country, but we get comfortable sometimes in our gratitude. And it's important we realize that veterans are not monolithic. They don't all think the same, act the same, believe the same, or vote the same.
Yeah, now what's the one lesson you learned from this project that took you by surprise, Marcus?
Well, most veterans these days, actually, despite what you may see on the news or the sound bites that we hear, they're actually doing really well. They're taking the skills that they've learned in their training and their experience and service and applying them to greet their challenges and overcome difficulties and struggles and serve in their communities. But we don't hear those stories often on the news as much. So I feel like it's important for civilians, it's crucial for us to have a full 360-degree perspective of what it means to be a veteran these days.
Yeah, you know, it's great. Gary Sinise does a great job in what you're doing. It's great that you establish a special connection with military families. You get to know them, I guess, around the country, right?
Absolutely. And music is really the meeting place where everyone can set aside political differences, social differences, and we get people from all walks of life at our shows, and they can just connect through the music. And that familiarity sort of eases that awkwardness, whereas you may feel uncomfortable about as a civilian talking to a veteran. All sometimes right. is intimidating.
Yeah, Marcus Goldhaber. Where can we find you, Marcus, online?
Well, the album is just released on Veterans Day yesterday, so it's available on my website at marcusgoldhaber.com. Of course, also iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, et cetera, and all the usual suspects.
Carry you on. Where are you from, man? Philly?
Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, man. Look at that.
That's right.
That's a great town, man. I actually played Buffalo. Did you go back and play Buffalo? Great town to play, by the way.
I love Buffalo. I was there a couple years ago, and we'll definitely be taking this project back to Buffalo.
This is great. So what's next for you? And again, tell us one more time, if you would, where we could find Carry You On, Marcus Goldhaber.
Thank you. Yeah, Carry You On. We're going to be at Rockwood Music Hall on December 3rd. That's a Sunday night at 7 p.m. Best part about coming to see the shows live, not only taking in the music live, but all of our CDs that are sold physically, we donate 50% to Iraq, Afghanistan, Veterans of America. It's IAVA, one of the most exciting nonprofits out there today. And they share our mission in engaging civilians and empowering veterans.
Wow, great, good work there, Marcus. Keep up the great work. Give Randy Alexander my very best. He's my buddy.
You know I will.
You got a
I
good
will.
Guy right there, and we want to get on the air and give you a little plug there because we appreciate you always helping the veterans, Marcus. Thank
it's
you.
It's my pleasure, and thanks for the support, Joe. You have a great day.
All right, you too, indeed. Marcus Goldhaber, jazz musician, your new album, Carry You On. Anybody who supports the veterans like that, you got to give a little shout-out to. So my buddy Randy calls, said, Joe, could you call, come on, can Marcus come on the radio? Happy to do it, and happy to get the word out about Marcus Goldhaber. Carry You On. 746. So, let me go here before we go to break. If I can, I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999. The tax plan, five boroughs. The tax plan, man. As soon as it came down, I looked at it, and I always like to, I am critical of those critical of this president because they are critical only to be critical of the president. There's no substance. There's no stance. Oh, they're like whiny little babies in my mind. Then the tax plan comes down. And then I say, whoa, wait a minute. Wait, I'm paying a fortune in taxes. Now I can't write off on federal tax. I can't write off the astronomical property tax in Jersey, man, or anything. A lot of other things you can't write off.
Alimony.
And you watch. Did you?
Well, it doesn't apply to you. You're grandfathered in.
You know what? Is that right?
Yes.
I'm grandfathered in.
Yeah, but see, now I see the wheels turning. You go, oh, but then that means
your next divorce.
Future wife.
Yeah.
That you won't be able to deduct. Yeah. Okay.
But what? How did Donald Trump, now, he's had a couple exes.
Right.
How does he let the alimony thing go away? I was just saying.
Does he really pay alimony anymore?
No, he did a buyout.
I'm sure right. Yeah. Marla, Yvonne.
Everybody's happy in Trump's world. Yeah. That's what I love.
When you have that kind of money.
I'd marry him. Are you kidding me?
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah, man. You kidding me? That's what, with me, I got the constant angst.
See, but now you'd be like, whatever you want, Mr. President. Whatever you want.
So Congressman Peter King has been brilliant. He was on Maria's show. Sunday Futures with Maria, and he was all over the news. He's not happy, Congressman
King. And he told us, both last week and at the time
on this very show,
plan was released,
yeah,
what his beef was, and Dan Donovan had an op-ed, I think in the Daily News on Friday, saying a similar thing.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing, there's an interesting article in Politico today. So evidently, Republican congressional leaders are very bullish that tax reform, at least the House version of it, can pass this week. And that would be really something. and they can only lose 22 of the what they call the coastal Republicans, Republicans from New Jersey, New York, California, the Republicans from high tax states that would be hurt by this. But Peter King, in this interview with Politico, said that he's a no on the bill as it's currently constituted, as they've told us. He hasn't heard from the leadership in more than 2 weeks, the congressional leadership.
Wow.
So he thinks they may already have the votes to pass this.
But I mean, they need Democrat votes too, though.
They can lose up to 22 Republicans, including Peter King, including Dan Donovan,
including the Democrats.
Leonard Lance. Let's assume every Democrat votes no. They can lose up to 22 Republicans and then and still have it pass the House.
So that looks like that's exactly what's going to
happen. Well, it may. But I think the premise of your question is such a good one in that we saw what happened with up until President Obama. Every other major initiative of a president, whether it was good, whether it was bad, had some bipartisan support. You talk about the New Deal. You talk about the Vietnam War. You talk about, President Bush's war in Iraq, President Bush's tax cuts, welfare reform, tax reform 30 years ago. You remember, tax reform 30 years ago, what was a Reagan initiative? It was pushed by Dick Gephardt and Bill Bradley. Every single initiative until the Obama era had some bipartisan support. Under Obama, and look, the Republicans deserve a lot of the blame for this, too. They passed Obamacare and the stimulus package without a single Republican vote. And now that's where we are. We're now in an era of one-party governance. So would the Republicans be wiser to say to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, look, we can pass tax reform without you, but let's be honest. We all want the corporate tax rate to come down. We all want fewer loopholes and lower rates. What can we do that will get you guys on board with some sort of a tax reform proposal? Because, unfortunately, I think this may add to the kind of acrimonious nature of partisan politics. Now, politically, that's just economically politically, there's a big article in the Daily News today that says all the New York Republicans are terrified that Democrats are going to be able to use them against them next year in the midterm elections, not just for Congress, but for state Senate. So is that going to be the legacy of tax reform, that it costs the Republicans in New York the last bastion of power that they have, the state Senate?
Even if they say they didn't vote, like Congressman King and Congressman Donovan?
I think the fear is that there's going to be such a Democratic watershed, that who knows where it ends up. But it could still fall apart.
Thank you, Frankie. 877-970-2999-751. Debbie Duhame is on the road traffic-wise and then watching the rails for you. How are we doing this Monday morning, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. 95 southbound getting down through Fairfield, exit 23. It's an accident off on the shoulder heading down through Connecticut. The traffic is still slowing down on the southbound thruway as you head down toward exit 11 with an accident cleared heavy right into the Tappan Zee Bridge. It's going to be stop and go on the Sprain south of 100C with that ongoing construction. The inbound side of the GWB 40, Lincoln 35, Holland 35. It's still stop and go on 1 and 9 northbound into Raymond Boulevard in Newark with an accident. And the Garden State Parkway south of 131. Five-car accident, two lanes blocked over there. Earlier problems, New Jersey Turnpike south of 12 cleared. Bronx River Parkway south at Gun Hill Road, that's a collision. And the Cross Bronx eastbound still heavy into the Sheridan with an accident there as well. It's been tough all morning on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, still bumper to bumper into Lily Pond Avenue with the collision still being cleared. Alternate sign in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The answer.
Michael Medved is with the president on getting rid of the diversity lottery system.
It is entirely appropriate that the United States should say we have plenty of immigrants. We need to get the right ones. Those of us who have long supported immigration reform have long opposed the diversity lottery.
Getting into the United States shouldn't be a matter of a golden ticket.
And the president is right about that.
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better. better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy to celebrate. Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary, they are offering their best deal ever. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. 1-800-246-8751 and use the promo code THEANSWER for a free 2-month supply or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER. Call Balance of Nature 1-800-246-8751. Use the promo code THEANSWER.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered to yourself, what's the best course of action to take? Every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio at 5 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer, you'll hear Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answer a listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call the Legal Question of the Week phone line at 347-735-MIKE. That's 347-735-6453. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
No one likes waking up in the morning, but when you have to, there's no better way to wake up than to a fresh, hot cup of Chock Full of Nuts coffee. Premium blended and roasted to perfection. Better coffee a billionaire's money can't buy. Available at Christie's.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Radio Piscopo. Murano. Cthulhu Piscopo. All the Italians, I love it. You got to love it. And Debbie Duhame, thank you very much. Debbie, slicing through the testosterone, the Italian testosterone on Radio Piscopo. Great to have you right here on AM 970, The Answer. And around the world, AM970TheAnswer.com. Anthony's Cold Fire Pizza, you want to go? I know you want to go. I know, I could tell Al. Al just hears Anthony's Cold Fire Pizza. You're thinking already. You're thinking the pizza. You took Jack. You took your son. You went on a date. You went
meatballs.
On a date, huh?
Meatballs.
And martinis Wednesdays, man. That Frankie loves that. Meatballs and martinis, which is, those meatballs are great over there.
Oh, my God. The pot that they give you? You get a pot of them to take home and you take the pot with you? It's fantastic.
You got to go to Anthony's Cold Fire Pizza. Then they have meatballs and martinis on Wednesdays.
They just had a thing. The owner of Anthony's Cold Fire Pizza was sampling different tomatoes so he could make the sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
For all of the pasta and the pizza and everything he had, he was tasting all these different tomatoes and stuff. Phenomenal. He's doing a great job.
And Anthony Bruno with his dad, he came up from South Florida. Now they're even in Chicago. I know you're listening in Chicago. And we want you to just experience all the good things and the cuisine and the fun at Anthony's Cold Fire Pizza. Wednesdays, meatballs and martinis, $6 martinis, while they pass around delicious meatballs for free, by the way. All right? And now if you want to go to Anthony's Cold Fire Pizza, Al and I suggest the 800-degree coal oven roasted chicken wings. Forget it. I don't eat chicken wings. When I go to Anthony's Cold Fire Pizza, I have chicken wings. The best you're going to have anywhere. Broccoli, Rob. And so think about it for lunch. Here it is, 8 o'clock almost already, 7:56 right now. You may want to think about going to Anthony's Cold Fire Pizza. They are all throughout Long Island now, up in White Plains, all across the great state of New Jersey. For more information that Anthony's Cold Fire Pizza has to offer, please visit acfp.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's check the weather right now with Sean Tremont in for Joe Lumberg. How are we doing this morning, Sean?
Doing quite nicely, although if we're heading out this morning, we're going to want to grab the umbrella. Some rain moving in to the five boroughs right now and looking at a chilly morning as well, so perhaps a jacket. Should see some snow or sleet mixing in across the distant Hudson Valley suburbs as well this morning. It'll be quite chilly, high 46 today. Tonight, we'll see some clearing skies. It'll be cold, low 36 in Midtown, but below freezing in some suburbs. Tomorrow will be a mixture of clouds and some sunshine, still chilly, high 48, and mostly sunny for Wednesday with a high of 51.
Thank you so much, Sean Tremont, 7:57 right now with Piscopo in the morning. So, Dottie Herman coming up in the night. You don't want to miss Dottie Herman. She's great. What a great success story. I love when women, being the father of three daughters, thank you very much, do so well, certainly as well as Dottie Herman. President and CEO of Douglas Elliman Real Estate will be chatting with Dottie about this tax reform situation. And Michael Caputo, or in Italian, Caputo, former Trump advisor, longtime political consultant who formerly worked for the Russian government. When we come back as well, I see your phone calls, 877-970-2999. I had the wildest dream last night. I won't get into it now. Yeah, it was so real. Do you ever have a dream that's like we go into deep sleep? You do that, right?
I don't always remember it unless I tell someone to write it down right away, though.
I think I woke up. The dream woke me up.
Wow.
And I went, boom. And I was like, what did that mean?
I got to tell you about it when you come back. You're not going to want to miss it. Also, all the sexual allegations and all this. Can you look at a woman now, if you're a guy, without getting a lawsuit?
No.
I don't know what to do. And I'll tell you what I said also at the Rolling Stone Glove Awards. You just, I think everybody's got to lighten up a little bit. Although, again, as a father of three daughters, I'm very sensitive to it. But is it getting out of control? 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo, live from New York City.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.